We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kennedy is out today, so instead of Can't Be Kennedy, we're going to try a round of Can't Ace Annie.
What could possibly go wrong?
I'm so excited.
No Boston. And
ooh, okay, though.
Let's kick it.
Problem, you can't solve it. Just call Annie and let her resolve it.
So
you know
bad.
What I'm saying?
Is it wrong that I love it?
Dan, you're always supportive of me, man.
Okay. Can't Ace Annie, Can't Be Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Kim, welcome to This Mess. It is our show this morning.
Thank you.
We're doing our best, Kim.
You know, sometimes when you say that to somebody and they, you know, I'm kind of fishing for a compliment of her to say, no, you're good, Carson.
Kim's like, no.
No, yeah, you're right, Carson. It is a mess.
She's a truth teller.
Yes. Kim is a nurse. I think I misread. It said you're what kind of nurse are you?
Anesthetist.
Oh.
Okay. It means you got the good stuff.
Yes,
I do.
All right, Kim, go ahead. Will you please kick Annie out of the studio?
Annie, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, I will. Good luck, Kim.
Thanks, you too.
Ow.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Annie this morning. You're going to win yourself $100. Annie is stepping out of the sound, or stepping out of our studio and walking into the soundproof booth. What's the problem, Dan?
I don't know what board to use.
Yeah, just use the Campy Kennedy board. We may have to get a new board for Can Ace Annie.
I think so.
So there she is. She's over in that soundproof studio. Again, you tie, you lose. I don't know what Annie's record is. She's probably lost every time she's played, I have a feeling.
She's only played like three times, yeah. So it is what it is.
All right, you ready, Kim?
Yes, I am.
Question number one. Kim is very serious about this. It's okay, Kim. You're going to win the money, I promise you. Well, I mean, I can't promise you, but I have a feeling. The okay. Internet made it seem like everyone had a problem with Halle Berry being cast as Ariel in the new Little Mermaid movie, but a new poll says that only 16% of people actually opposed it, and half of them only somewhat. What is the name of the crab in the Little Mermaid?
Sebastian.
Question number two. On this date in 1955, Disneyland opened. Is Disneyland in Florida or California?
Disneyland is in California.
Question number three. It would have been Orville Redenbacher's birthday today. What is he known for?
Popcorn.
Question number four. Lindsay Lohan is joining the Australian version of The Masked Singer as a judge. Which singer won the first season of the American version of The Masked Singer?
Oh, crap. I don't remember his name.
Question number five. Amazon has a Jack Reacher TV series in the works. Which action star played Jack Reacher in the movies?
Tom Cruise.
All right. Let's get Annie back in the studio, please.
I like it, Kim. Fast question answers. You're a buzzsaw.
She's good. Did somebody wave to Annie? She's coming back in? All right. I
got to go to work.
Oh, you got to go to work. She's in a hurry.
She's got drugs to give to people.
Oh, Kim?
Annie down here.
Why did you do that?
Welcome, Annie, back into the studio. All right, so Annie, Kim got 4 out of 5.
Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah, she did pretty well. These are tough. You ready, Annie?
I am.
Question number one. The internet made it seem like everybody had a problem with Halle Berry being cast as Ariel.
Halle Bailey.
Bailey, yeah.
Bailey? Oh, I thought it was Halle Berry. I apologize. Halle Bailey as the new Little Mermaid. But a new poll says only 60% of people actually opposed it, and half of them only somewhat. What is the name of the crab in The Little Mermaid?
Sebastian.
All right, tie to one. Question number two. On this date in 1955, Disneyland opened. Is Disneyland in Florida or California?
Disneyland is in California.
Tied at two. Question number three. It would have been Orville Redenbacher's birthday. What is he known for?
Popcorn.
Tied at three. Question number four.
Why do you look confused?
I feel like that was a trick question.
Lindsay Lohan is joining the Australian version of The Masked Singer as a judge. Which singer won the first season of the American version of that show?
T-Pain. Theodore Payne, Dan.
4-3. Question number 5. Amazon has a Jack Reacher TV series in the works. Which action star played Jack Reacher in the movie?
Is it Tom Cruise?
Wow, it was.
5-5. It's like the Miracle on Ice all over.
You know what? You doubted me. Dan, you didn't doubt me. Carson, you doubted me.
I did. Have you not? I've been rooting against Kennedy for 8 years. What am I supposed to root for you now?
Yes, you always have to have my back.
I'm always rooting for you to lose.
Yeah. I threw a T-Pain question in for it. Oh,
that, you're the worst, Dan.
Theodore Payne, Dan.
Kim, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. August 6th at the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion. John Bellion is going to be there, so you enjoy that show, okay?
Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Annie before you go?
My name is Kim from Bedford, New Hampshire, and I can't ace Annie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Yo, Boston.
Yeah.
Let's kick it. Can't ace Annie.
Nope.
Okay. Can't ace Annie. If there's a problem, you can't solve it. Just call Annie and let her resolve it. Can't ace Annie.
You know what I'm saying?
Sorry.
Wow. I think our production guy was out that day.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry, you guys. Campy Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. I don't know if they want to be attached to that today, but
I love it.
It's nothing against you.
It's fine. No, really, it's fine.
Hannah is from Norwood. Good morning, Hannah.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Hannah has somehow managed to neglect two automobiles so badly that they pretty much exploded.
How'd that happen?
It's so embarrassing. So when I first got my car, this was in high school. I thought, now mind you, I also, like, after school, I had a job and I worked in the service department of a car dealership. I was on the auto mile, of course.
Right.
And I thought you had to change your oil every 30,000 miles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As opposed to 3.
What?
Right. Well done.
Yeah. So I guess it was bad. Like, I think I blew a hole through the engine. It was pretty bad.
Will you kick Annie out?
It happened again in college.
Oh, you did it twice. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut off a second time.
I feel like that's a one mistake kind
Hannah,
of thing.
What is you doing?
I don't, like, I just, my dad kind of always used to tell me when to do things, and I was busy studying very hard in college.
Okay. I don't know what else to say. Will you kick Annie out of the studio, please, Hannah?
Annie, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, I will. Good luck.
Can't decide what's worse. That's story
Thank
of this
you
music.
Too.
Okay, Carson.
Don't blow an engine, Annie. Just walk away.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Annie, you're going to win yourself $100. Remember, you tie, you lose. Annie is now over there in that soundproof studio, and she cannot hear any of these questions or answers. Question number 1. Today is National Fresh Spinach Day. Which cartoon character famously gets stronger after eating spinach?
Popeye.
Question number 2. TLC has canceled several tour dates because Chili lost her voice. Chili's doctors placed her on strict vocal rest. Who is the T in TLC?
T-Boz.
Question number 3, Corey Feldman turning 48 today. What is the name of his now deceased friend who he was hugely popular with in the 80s? They even had a reality show called The Two Coreys.
His name's Corey.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for that. I need his last name. There's Corey Feldman and Corey.
Oh, God. I don't know that one.
Question number 4, Lil Wayne is opening for Blink 182 and during a show Thursday night, he said he might quit the tour because he didn't think that there were enough people in the audience during his sets. How many members are in Blink 182?
It used to be 4, but it's 3.
Question number 5. Pottery Barn has a new Friends collection inspired by the sitcom, including accessories, furniture, and tabletop items. What's the name of the manager of the Central Perk coffee shop?
Gunther.
All right, let's get Annie back in the studio, please. You coming back?
Annie Dow here.
All right, is that right? 4 out of 5 for Hannah?
Wow.
Nice job, Hannah.
Woohoo!
Annie, these are tough. You ready?
Okay, I am ready.
Question number 1. Today's National Fresh Spinach Day. Which cartoon character famously gets stronger after eating his spinach?
Popeye.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. TLC has canceled several tour dates because Chili has lost her voice. Her doctors placed her on strict vocal rest. Who is the T in TLC?
T-Boz.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Corey Feldman turning 48. What's the name of his now deceased friend who he was hugely popular with in the 80s? They even had a reality show called The Two Coreys.
Is it Corey Haim? Haim? Is it H-E-I-M? That's how you spell his last name?
I'm going to give you one chance to give it to me.
You got
to
pick one of those names.
Yeah.
Corey Haim.
Corey Haim is correct. 3-2, question number 4. Lil Wayne is opening for Blink-182, and during a show Thursday night, he said he might quit because he didn't like that there weren't enough people in the audience during his sets. How many members are in Blink-182?
Well, that's a good question.
Mm.
Thank you.
3? Wow.
Somebody's sitting in their car right now, and they think they're hearing crickets.
It's a nature bed.
It's basically the same thing.
4-3, question number 5. Pottery Barn has a new Friends collection inspired by the sitcom. It includes accessories, furniture, and tabletop items. What is the name of the manager of the Central Perk coffee shop?
Gunther.
That is correct. Annie Dow is on fire.
Is she 10 for 10?
She is 10 for 10
so far.
Oh
my God, if she perfect days me, I'm going to be pissed.
Do you not know I'm a boss at this point?
5-4 is the final score. Hannah, you don't get the cash, but I do have concert tickets. You're going to go see John Mayer July 20th at the Dunkin' Donuts Center. Dunkin' Donuts Center show. You enjoy that show, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Please.
Check your oil.
Get an oil change.
Yeah, like check it today.
He worked at a car dealership.
Right. What do you want to say to Annie before you go?
My name is Hannah from Nord, and I cannot beat Annie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Kennedy is out today, so we get Can't Ace Annie. And I have to tell you,
it's magical.
The introduction for Can't Ace Annie. Yeah, it's something to be enjoyed.
Well, say it with your chest, Carson. Say it with your chest.
Something to be revered.
Whatever.
Okay, just take a listen.
Yo, Boston.
Ew.
Let's kick it. Problem, you can't solve it. Just call Annie and let her resolve it.
Can't Ace Annie. Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
I love it. I'm sorry.
Annie. Thank you, Dan.
Kimpy Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. I would like to apologize to them for sponsoring that single. Larry from Sudbury. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. Larry, I understand you're a principal.
Yes, I'm a principal of Potter Road Elementary School in Framingham.
Wow.
Nice. Who's the worst kid in your school?
Wow.
Don't
snitch, Larry.
You know what happens to rats.
They're all wonderful. They're all wonderful students.
Larry, will you kick Annie out of the studio?
Annie, will you please leave the studio?
Yep, good luck.
I remember thinking like my elementary school teachers and principal weren't even like real people. Like they slept at the school after.
You ever
I left.
Bump into like one of your teachers at the grocery store?
I ran into my third grade teacher, Ms. Waystack, canning outside of the liquor store. It blew my mind.
Right.
it happens all the time, and they look at you like, wait a minute, you need nourishment? You have an entire family.
You're human?
You're
so funny. All right, so Annie has left the studio with Kennedy not here today. We play Can't Ace Annie. Same game, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Annie, you win. You tie, you lose. Question number 1, Whoopi Goldberg says she can no longer drive because she has poor eyesight. Which daytime talk show is Whoopi Goldberg on?
She is on The View.
Question number 2, Ed Sheeran says that he plans to head to Africa for vacation after his 2-year tour ends on August 26. What is the name of the collaborations album he just released?
I'll pass.
Question number 3, sources say Tom Cruise may be interested in dating 50 Shades star Dakota Johnson now that she's no longer in a relationship. Which musician did she just get out of a 2-year relationship with?
Where's my wife when I need her? She's at work. What am I looking at here? Okay, keep going.
Question number 4, rare prototype for a Star Wars Boba Fett action figure sold for $112,000. It might be the highest price ever paid for a Star Wars toy. What is the name of Han Solo's ship in Star Wars?
Han Solo's ship. Yikes.
Okay. Quest number 5. Will Ferrell is 52 today. What is the name of his comedy co-star in movies like Step Brothers, Talladega Nights, and Sherlock and Watson?
Owen Wilson.
All right, let's get Annie back in the studio, please.
Larry, you don't know any of the answers, but I like you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm working on it.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, Annie, welcome back.
Yo.
Yay. Larry.
Larry.
Principal Larry got 1 out of 5.
Sooch. Sooch. Principal Sooch.
That's okay, Larry.
Principal Sooch. All right, these are tough. So, Annie, you've actually gotten 10 out of 10 right this morning. Mm-hmm. No pressure.
Uh-oh.
Question number one. Whoopi Goldberg says she can no longer drive because she has poor eyesight. Which daytime talk show is she on?
She's on The View.
Tie to one. Question number two. Ed Sheeran says that he plans to head to Africa for vacation after his two-year tour ends August 26th. What is the name of his collaborations album he just released?
Number 6 Collaborations Project.
2-1. Question number three. Sources say Tom Cruise may be interested in dating 50 Shades star Dakota Johnson now that she's no longer in a relationship. Who'd she just break up with after a two-year relationship?
Chris Martin.
Oh, my God. If she gets 15 out of 15, I'm going to be so mad.
Beauty and Brains, Dan.
Question number four. A rare prototype for a Star Wars Boba Fett action figure just sold for $112,000 at an auction.
What?
Yep. What is the name of Han Solo's ship in Star Wars?
I asked her something that happened before 1994.
Chewbacca.
The Chewbacca ship is incorrect. It is not the Millennial Falcon, but the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, okay.
3-1. Question number five. Will Ferrell, 52 today. What is the name of his comedy co-star in movies such as Step Brothers, Talladega Nights, and Sherlock and Watson?
John C. Reilly.
That is
Shake and Bake, baby.
Wow.
Make.
So close, Annie.
I know. Star Wars, Dan.
Yeah, thank God for the 80s, huh?
You're mean.
14
You're mean.
Out of 50. Yeah, she did nice work, Larry. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I've got tickets to go see Blondie and Elvis Costello and the Imposters at the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion on July 23rd. What do you want to say to Annie before you go?
Well, my name is Larry from Sudbury. Unfortunately, I can't ace Annie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.